My name is Anne Williams. I live in Maine. I'm a puzzle collector from way back.
Jigsaw puzzles were all the rage in the early 20th century, especially during the Great Depression, when they provided inexpensive entertainment.
Puzzles are still popular. They have a lot more competition than they did, say, before World War II, when there was no television, there were no video games, there was no internet.
Is puzzle solving speed part of what you'll be doing this weekend?
For some people, that's really important. I would say not at our gatherings. We do not have speed contests. I have been to speed contests, and there are some two-fisted puzzlers who can assemble a 500-piece puzzle in under an hour. And I cannot do that. It makes me much too nervous to even try to do it.
And what do you love about puzzles?
Well, I really enjoy the craftsmanship of and how each different puzzle manufacturer had a different way of cutting a wooden puzzle. There's, I think, also a psychological element to it of bringing order out of chaos in a controlled way. So you know that this is a solvable problem. If it gets too frustrating, you can put it back in the box and throw it away. I mean, it's just you either assemble it or you put it aside and you don't fret about it. And at a time, which I think is true today, but was very true during the Great Depression, people couldn't solve very many of the problems in their lives. There were so many things that were out of control. So the psychological element of solving a puzzle is, to me, and also a second element, which is sort of psychological, is for me it's a soothing process. Now, not everybody feels that way. Some people will see pieces on a table and they'll just walk in the other direction because they just get nervous and tense. They just don't want to do it, and that's fine.
That's puzzle historian Anne Williams, and the Puzzle Parlay is open to the public this weekend at the Doubletree Inn on Jefferson Road in Henrietta. For more information, go to puzzleparley, that's PARLEY.org.